Kyler. Kyler Miles, we are live.
We are live. Tony, it's been a hot minute. How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I haven't been, I haven't done a live in a while, I think.
It's been a few weeks for sure. It's been, I don't know exactly how long, but we've been busy making podcasts, making some content, updating our website. But yeah, it's been a while since I actually been live on LinkedIn.
That's right. I remember I didn't want to do a live until the website was done. You know how you do that, right? Oh, we're going to launch next week, so I won't do anything until next week type of deal. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go live also on my personal page after this. I'm just looking for the I'm looking for the notification that we're live.
Making podcasts. Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Content.
No, I have not.
Updating our. I can send you the link if you want, because I see it on LinkedIn just on my left side here. Yeah, I see it. You look good. It's a little bit lagging, right?
Yeah, a little bit behind.
What they see is 30 seconds behind what we are, but that's okay. Normal.
Can you share the link on Slack?
So already done, my friend.
Coerce some of our employees to tune in.
Already done. Already done.
I'm sorry. I'm in my phone, but I'm trying to. I'd like to share this link on my personal page.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Susan got a notification. Just got a text from my girlfriend, who's. If there's one person watching, it's going to be her. Thank you very much. All right. So, I don't know. Oh, here's my notification, perhaps. Yes. Here we go.
Perfect. There we go.
Let me just...
We have about 15 people tuned in at the moment. Thank you guys for tuning in. Really appreciate you guys being here and supporting us. It's going to be an interesting one today. Hey, Tony, we got a fun like little live stream we have prepared. Well, prepared. It's unscripted, but you know what we thought about.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this one. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. We're going to talk about our giving back program, which is really popular. It's popular with the people we give back to, obviously, and it's popular with our employees as well. People love the giving back program. And I've even been told by a couple of people that one of the reasons they came to work for Simply PHP as developers was they saw our giving back program and they said, "Hey, these guys give back to their community." So that's what I wanted to talk about today. And you know, keep in mind, we can only do this because we have awesome clients, right? If we didn't have clients, we wouldn't have a business. We wouldn't be able to have all these great people working for us. So shout out to clients. Obviously, they are a big part of the giving back program. Let's see how's the live stream's okay.
Live stream's good. We have 15 people strong. Oh, 16 people just tuning in. Right. Thank you for that 16th person. You know, I'm going to be kind of asking Tony questions because I started here at Simply PHP about close to 2 years ago now. And
isn't it exactly 2 years? Wasn't your anniversary today or yesterday?
I think so, actually. I think my anniversary is next week, but I'm away on vacation, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll celebrate on my own.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's true. It's my anniversary 2 years next week, and that was something that did stick out to me that you guys do a lot. Like, we do, like, when you actually look at the page, there's a lot of organizations we've helped over the years. I mean, Simply PHP has been around for over a decade. So I'd love to learn like how it all started. Like, when did it start? Was it fresh out of the gate? Was it a few years after you started the company Simply PHP? Like, how did this program start?
Yeah, that's a great question. Can you put the can you put the new website on?
Of course,
on the screen and go to the giving back page for a couple seconds. That would be cool, right? All right. Do you see me crook my neck? Or does everyone see the screen?
Right now, everyone's looking at the screen.
All right, so I'll do the same thing. Okay, so yeah, if you go to simplyphp.com and click on giving back.
So here's our main site. Fresh, new, beautiful website. Took a long time, but really, really happy with how it turned out.
No, it didn't. It didn't take a long time. It was very quick.
No, no, yeah, of did, course I'm playing.
It did take a long time. We definitely put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
Go back to the homepage.
Sure.
You know, we should have done a live just about the website. That would have been cool, too.
We're doing it now. It's a 50-50. Yeah. We're doing a little bit of both.
So scalable PHP solutions, our in-house resources become an extension of your team. Yes. Love it. Okay. Scroll down. What happens after? Staff augmentation, project-based, AWS. Everyone's loving AWS now. It's awesome. Okay, keep going down. Industries we serve. COVID testing. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great client. We've got amazing clients. Did I mention we have amazing clients? And that's why the Giving Back program exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's thanks to our clients and our awesome employees, our awesome developers. We've got a couple Giving Back projects happening right now as we speak that I can talk about. But okay, so if you click on Giving Back, and I think the Anthony Robbins, I remember asking for the Anthony Robbins one to stay as big as possible. So the question was, Giving Back, okay.
Well, the question is, so when did this start? Like, how did you guys start this program? Why did you guys start this program? It's probably a good place for us to start.
Yeah, I think it was actually, let's see, now we're 2021. It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago we started succeeding. You know, the first years, let's say the first 5 years were pretty rough, mm-hmm. pretty hard. But when we started succeeding, Raf and I, I think it was a Christmas time or something like that. We were feeling good. Our office was in old Montreal, little office. And we said, man, we got to find a way to start giving back to the community. But we wanted to find unique ways to do it. I think our biggest giving back experiment or project was at the time was the Anthony Robbins Canadian prison book project that we did. I can talk about that one a little bit, and then we'll get into how our developers help causes. But the Anthony Robbins one was really cool. We decided, again, we were sitting around Christmas time, and we said, and we were really into Anthony Robbins at that time. Like, we were like following his programs religiously. It was almost like a religion for us, to be honest with you. And it worked, man. His stuff works.
I think he's he just gives so much value to so many people. It's incredible, and he's been doing it for years, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you really follow his programs, don't just read it to feel good. Like, if you really follow his programs like we did at that time, it had an amazing effect on us. So we had said, you know what, it would be great if, you know, maybe we can give like some homeless people, because he had a really small book that was kind of, it was a really great book, but it was very small. I think it was like 100 pages. And it was something that he had put out for this purpose, to just give to people, let them read the 100 pages or even less, and start getting into the programs. And I remember we had said, like, you know, it'd be great to give this to a homeless person, but we're in Montreal, so all the books are in English. And would a homeless person really read this? Would it be relevant? Mm-hmm. And then we kind of pivoted to say, you know what? What if we got this book into all the Canadian prisons from coast to coast?
So why prisons? Like, is something calling to you? Something that was already set up with the Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins, pardon me, program?
No, I think it was just we pivoted from homeless people to inmates. I think we were just looking for people that were really struggling, that could really use that type of information, and really use those type of tools.
Get a second chance, you know?
Yeah, to inspire them, you know? Like, it could be one line in a book or one paragraph in a book that says, you know what, I'm going to change my life, you know? And I don't want to act all superior as if, hey, you know, like, you should be like us, anything. But I mean, it was something that we genuinely wanted to help. We wanted
that were really struggling.
Because we're so high on Anthony Robbins, we said, man, I wish everybody would read this stuff. Mm-hmm. I wish everyone would wake up in the morning and do these exercises that he gives. I feel like I'm doing a commercial for Anthony Robbins, by the way.
Yeah, if he's watching, he's thanking you now.
No, he ghosted us, man. This guy doesn't care about us at all. I thought, anyway.
This is not a sponsorship of him. It's just, it's the real story of why you guys started this program, right?
Yeah, so. it was a big thing. At the time, it was a huge thing in our lives, and it was really, really special. And so what we had planned to do is we wanted to get this one book, one single book in every single Canadian prison from coast to coast.
Wow. And that's cool.
Yeah, very,
that's a
very
bold,
cool.
That's a bold mission too, eh?
Yeah, very, very cool. So I had actually contacted the Anthony Robbins Foundation, not to get their help or collaboration, but just to get a deal on the books. That's what you got to do, right?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. They were maybe $10 or something each.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Let's try and get a nice little deal for $5 or $6 or something. So we called the Anthony Robbins Foundation, talked to a great guy over there, and I explained to him what we wanted to do. And I said, can we get a deal on the books? And he said, you know what? Let me check. I'm going to talk to my boss. I'll call you back tomorrow. So I said, all right, that's promising. And he ended up calling me back the very next day. And he said to me, or to us, I think we were both on the phone. He said to us, he says, look, not only am I going to give you those books for free, I'm going to give you Anthony Robbins' entire book library for free for every single prison in Canada.
Wow.
Boom.
Just from a phone call, eh?
Yeah, this is what, these guys are real, you know, and this is what they did. So it was, I think, a 19-book library that Anthony Robbins had.
And it was all from him or just like hit books he read?
No, it was all Anthony Robbins' books.
Okay.
So whether it was 9 books or 19 books, it was around there.
Yeah.
Let's say there was 10 books.
Yeah, yeah.
They provided, so in a package, they paid for shipping, they paid for handling, they paid custom fees. Anthony Robbins Foundation paid for everything.
Wow.
And so every single prison in Canada received the entire Anthony Robbins collection. And I can't remember how many prisons they went to, but it was substantial.
Mm-hmm.
So believe it or not, that was the easy part. So the hard part was convincing the prisons to allow this to happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It took a year. So it took us 12 months before we could call the Anthony Robbins Foundation back and say, okay, we're ready for you. Please ship them. These are the addresses and all of that good stuff. Because the Canadian correctional system, you know, is not really set up for that. They're like, what are you talking about? You can't send these books to all of the prisons and all of the stuff. And anyway, we got some really good people at the Canadian Correctional Service of, the Correctional Service of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up coming up against one person that was not too cooperative, and that was the person that caused a lot of delays, but we finally got it done. Anyway, so that's, if you go back, can you go back to the giving back page?
Yeah, of course.
So that was, oh, and I'm still getting, this is the funny part, I'm still getting messages from people. I think I got a message a few months ago from someone that was in charge of women's prisons in the U.S., in the United States, asking how we did it. Because I guess they Googled our company and Anthony Robbins. I don't know how they landed on us.
They found out.
But they contacted and say, hey, I read about what you guys did up in Canada. We're in the U.S., women's prison.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do it? So I always give the contact information that we had. But imagine, isn't that cool? Like a U.S.
That is really cool. Like, yeah, if you can, you know, then replicate this across, like, prisons across the U.S., like, for men and women, like, that, it's crazy. It would change a lot of lives, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, the Anthony Robbins Foundation was the one that, you know, said, hey, not only are we going to give you the books for free, but we're going to send them to the prisons. It's really, really fantastic. So it really goes to show you they're real. They really want to help. You know, at this point, he's so successful that, you know, it makes sense. So how did the giving back program, let's keep it on the website for a little, few moments. If you can scroll down, we talked enough about Anthony Robbins, and I'm not going to go through all of these awesome foundations, of course.
This is one I got a chance to work with. Raph and I, we went to Toronto to film an event that they had. This is before COVID, of course. And it was amazing, like the talented kids from all over Toronto, and they're teaching them music, and it's amazing how much they love this program, these kids. And it was really, really cool experience for myself personally.
That's right. I forgot about that. You went to one of their annual events, and you filmed, and you ended up putting a video together.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience for you? Did you...
It was really cool.
Did you enjoy it? Was that one of your first projects with us? Was
early on. That was maybe, I want to say 8 months to a year in. Like, I wasn't quite at the year yet, so, like, still relatively new.
Nice.
And I was still learning a lot about, you know, filming, editing, and stuff like that. But it was such a cool experience. Number one, to fly out with Raph, you know, the co-founder of the company.
Yeah,
and we're
cool.
Sharing a, you know, a hotel. But that's not what I'm going to share. But the experience about the event, I mean, you get in a room with people donating like a ton of money and effort and energy towards this event. And people are just listening to music, and people are donating. Like, it was so cool to be a part of it. And I have a unique perspective because I was filming it. So I actually interviewed some people who were sponsors of the event, who got to talk about their personal experience, got to interview some kids, and just learn their stories. And not all of them have the best upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing to see how, you know, music is the thing that transformed them to get on more of the straight and narrow and, you know, not be in trouble and stuff like that, but to excel in school at such a young age. And so it was very, very cool experience.
Yeah, that's a fabulous organization. Do me a favor, buddy. Mm-hmm. After this live.
Yep.
Because I know that video is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Post it on our company page.
We could show it right now.
Oh, yeah?
We could show it right now. I'm pretty sure they can listen to it.
Oh,
well,
what
we
if
can
you click
test
on,
it.
If you click on the link, is the video there?
The video is not. No, the video is not there, but I could go to YouTube right now. We could check it out.
All right.
Maybe just to show them, you know, where they can find it. But if you go to YouTube and you go to SimplyPHP.
Simply PHP.
And I believe it might be deep somewhere in here, but you're right. I will post it in the live. I don't want to like go through and find it.
What if you click on videos or search and put on Hammerband? Hammerband.
It might be private, actually. It might be a private. So I can look that up afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, so
it might be a private video on our YouTube, but it's for sure there. And I'll make it public and also the... Like,
all right, cool. Oh, maybe it was the Hammer Band that actually posted it. That's why it's not on our...
Let's just see. Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to spend too much time trying to find it, but we do have it, and I'm happy to share it and post it.
So all right, cool. So make that the first thing you do after the live.
You got it.
And we can, because it's a really good video. So let me circle back. So go back to the website. Go back to the giving back. Okay, perfect. So how we started our actual giving back program as it exists today is because our developers that we have in our company are our full-time employees. We sometimes get into a situation where we have an employee that is without client. It happens. Actually, it's happening this week. We have an employee that is not assigned to an actual client. So what we came up with is another one of these things where we're just hanging out and we say, you know what? Why don't we find some organizations that need some PHP development, I think it was, we did a little bit of WordPress as well. Why don't we find these organizations, and when we do have an employee that is not assigned to an active client, we'll assign that employee to one of these awesome charitable organizations. And that was awesome. So that's how HammerBand, if I'm not mistaken, that's how HammerBand came about. That's how our relationship started. We get a lot of charitable organizations reach out to us asking for help. And we determine if we're a good fit, you know, just like any other client. We listen to them and we say, yeah, you know, we could actually help you.
Do you have like a checklist or like a process? Like, do they apply? Yeah. Do they just talk to you? Like, what's the process there?
Yeah, great question. And we're still looking at the screen, right? So
anytime
I see this on the screen, okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that I could look. So the number one criteria for a charitable organization or for a nonprofit organization is that they have to be pretty much mostly like 95% volunteer. Okay, so meaning if you are a nonprofit that has a massive payroll, for example, and you know, that's not really what we're going after. We're really going after a charitable organization that has 95% of the people that are working in that charity are actually volunteering as well. Because we're a volunteer, we want to be surrounded by volunteers.
Yeah.
It's often the case, you know, obviously charitable organizations, a lot of the times the person at the head has some type of salary, which makes sense because it's their full-time gig.
Yeah.
But that person has to be surrounded by
volunteers.
Surrounded by volunteers. So that's pretty much the only criteria. And obviously it has to be in PHP. We could help with WordPress, depending on what it is. But, you know, a lot of these charitable organizations have softwares that manage their system. They have softwares that manage their donors. There's all kinds of stuff going on with these charitable organizations that we could help with. And that's what we've been doing. So that's how the HammerBand came up. We also help financially. So we will just give a straight out financial donation to many organizations. And again, this is all thanks to the awesome employees that we have and the awesome clients that we have, so that, you know, to make us a successful business. You know, because obviously if we're not successful and struggling, we wouldn't be able to do much.
Can really help others, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So giving back to the community is made possible from the combination of great clients, great employees. So we do also, and I'm not going to call out who gets software help and who gets financial aid on this page. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of private, but this is what we do. We do a combination of both. We do software
development. We help them for what they need, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, you know, we'll get inspired, you know, my business partner and co-founder, Raf, got inspired by an organization that's related to gaming a little while ago and sent them some financial aid. I do the same thing. You know, you get inspired by a cause and you know, like everyone else, you cut a check from the company and then, but the lion's share of our giving back program is help with PHP development. Of course.
What
right?
we do best.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's one nonprofit organization that we're helping now, a charitable organization that's in our community. It's right around the corner from us, that has this actually very well built internal PHP software that we basically have a full-time person on there for the past couple of weeks. And again, it's all related to the fact that our people are full-time employees. So if they're not assigned to a client, it's not like they just go home and don't get paid. And, you know, we're paying them, right? They're our employees. So we think of great ways to keep our employees occupied. This is one of them. So, you know, we also allow employees to, you know, take courses when they're not assigned to a client. Keep in mind, it's pretty rare. You know, I think we're at 53 employees now, and we have maybe one person that's not assigned to a client. So that's awesome. But that person is not just sitting around. We've developed a system where, let's say we're helping a client with software. We've developed a system so that we can rotate in resources whenever they're available. You know, so that's what we do. We set it up. So we get the JIRA going, we get our tickets organized, and we tell the charities up front, say, listen, we're gonna put you in our giving back program. You have to be organized though. You have to work. You know, you have to get on GitHub. You have to get onto our JIRA. Create all your tickets, because when we have someone that's available, that person may only be available for a day or two, may only be available for a week. So we want them to be able to jump in right away, grab a ticket, and start adding value to that to that charity. Can you scroll down a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Caring enough to share our talents with worthy causes. I love that. That's amazing. So, yeah, we've got, hey, we've got the Food Depot. This is a local company in Montreal. We've got a soccer association. We've got a we've got a couple basketball associations on here. Gamers Outreach. Can you click on Gamers Outreach? Actually, I don't know much about this one. Gamers Outreach is a charity that empowers hospitalized children through video games. You know, come on. What's better than that, right? Isn't that fantastic? I love that. Very, very, very nice. Room to Read. Room to Read was great. That's a blast from the past. I think that was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I think we built them a website, built them some landing pages in WordPress. They had a big fundraising event, a massive fundraising event in Montreal that was very, very successful. The person in charge of that turned into a friend. And
awesome.
That was really, really awesome. Yeah.
So how do you find all these, you know, nonprofits? Like, is it all they come reach out to us? Do you reach out to them? Is it 50-50?
Yeah, no, it's always, it kind of varies. We either get people that reach out to us because they want to pay for the services. This happens. And then after we determine that we can help, that's when we break the great news to them that it's not going to cost them anything.
Oh, yeah.
And, so that's always
good news
fun,
right there.
That's always fun. And Raf and I get inspired, you know, in just our everyday life. Like, you know, the soccer association, my daughter was a player on that in that league. I was a coach, so it's only natural if I see that, you know, they've got a website that's not really up to snuff, I could, you know, reach out and say, hey, you know, by the way, I can help you with that. Won't cost you anything. It's just basically day-to-day inspiration. We also have employees that you know, kind of put charities on our radar. You know, that's happened in the past where someone will come in and say, hey, you know, I have a charity that's kind of close to my heart, and we're always all ears. Can you go back to the main giving back page again?
Yep.
So, yeah, there's many ways, but we have actually never hunted for a charity to help, though. It's always been they stumble in our lives somehow.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we just get inspired.
You don't force it. It's just a real connection. Obviously, it meets the criteria that you guys are looking for, and it just happens.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you go up, scroll up a little bit, like the Trevor Williams Kids Foundation, for example, is you know, basketball camp that my daughter first started going to a couple of years ago, and I saw that they help families who can't necessarily afford basketball camp, and that's all I need to hear, right?
Yeah.
that's great. It's a great foundation.
Yeah.
It's right in the city in Montreal. Go to the second page. I think if you scroll down, you can...
A second page?
Yeah, click on two. I don't know if there's anything there.
We only have this one here.
Oh, okay, there's a CrossFit. Yeah, the CrossFit. It's, you know, that's related to kids, right? So they're doing free activities for kids to get them moving. So again, that's another great cause. And then if you go back again, of course, I got the Tony Robbins. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I won't mention that. Let's see. Yeah, so that's... That's pretty much the giving back program, Kyler.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's put back the fireplace so that people can warm up from the fire. Here in Montreal, it's quite chilly. Right,
back on me again?
Yeah, it's back on you.
It is chilly. It's chilly in here. I don't know if it's chilly outside. I'm not sure.
It doesn't look nice out there. No. I know you can't really see, but it's kind of cloudy back there.
Okay. Well, that's all
comment right. Where you guys are watching from. Let us know what the weather's like there. Hopefully it's warm and nice and hot.
Amazing. Yeah, I guess.
Is there any like nonprofits on the horizon? You said, you know, maybe someone might be starting. Can you share a little bit about any new ones coming up if we have any?
Yeah. So the one that's on our plate right now is the Montreal Food Depot. This is one that's getting a lot of love from us currently. A lot of the other ones are kind of done, you know. We kind of did what we were supposed to do, and they're great. They're happy. They may come back, but for now, that's the one that's on our plate. And I drove by it the other day. One of these days, I'm gonna pop my head in there. but yeah, that's what's going on. And the person who's working on it is very, very happy. And it's a rarity, but it happens to be the code base that they have is actually very, very sharp. It's very, very well done.
Yeah.
That's not normally the case, but it is with them. So
that's good.
That's even better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any non-for-profits like you would love to work with in the future, big or small? Like that, you're like, oh, that'd be just so cool. Like you mentioned Anthony Robbins with a lot of passion. Mm-hmm. Is there another kind of one similar to that that you would equally like to work with?
Not really. I don't think there's anything, any particular charity that comes to mind. I would love to do something that would solve homelessness. You know, I think there's got to be a way that the web can really help. I actually was thinking of this this idea about homeless people and having some type of website where, you know, you and I can visit on a regular basis and perhaps see pictures of homeless people. Now here's where it gets a little bit personal, but you know, and you can kind of, hey, you know what? I want to buy this person supper tonight. You know, or I want to
automate that process, streamline that process a bit.
Yeah, I've been approached on the street a couple different occasions from someone who's saying, you know what? I've got $20. I need another $14 to pay for a hotel so I can have a shower and all of this stuff. So in my head, I'm like, man, it would be great to have that person on a webpage and.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, Johnny's looking to, you know, have a night in a hotel or get a meal type of thing and just click donate. But, you know, how is that money going to get to them?
It's tough.
So something related to homelessness would definitely be something that I would be grateful to be involved in.
That's awesome. And
then again, you know, they have homeless shelters in Montreal. They give them, you know, meals and all of that stuff, but they're not always places where these people want to go. And I don't blame them, you know, like who wants to go into a gym with 100 people on hammocks or not hammocks or what do you call those?
Is
it a hammock? No, it's a sleeping bag or a cot.
Oh,
you know, do you
Yeah.
You want to go into a gym, with, especially if you're a homeless woman. Homeless women, it's a nightmare for them. So going into one of those big gyms with all those cots, you know. So, yeah, without getting too carried away, that's what I would definitely love to be involved in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, other than that...
Nice.
The Giving Back program is going really well. It's been many years now we've been doing it. So if you look at the page, there's quite a few organizations that we help. And we're always on the lookout for the next one.
Yeah, with that said, you know, if you're listening to this or watching this, comment below an organization that's close to your heart. We do have an application style process, so we're not going to say we just welcome everybody, but, you know, mention the not-for-profit and we'll take a look and maybe contact them. So comment below if you know of somebody, that'd be awesome. Yeah, just share the love. Let's all help each other, you know, better and better each other, better these people and these organizations.
Beautiful, Kyler. That, you know what? Let's end it on that.
Okay.
We can't get any better than that, buddy. That was really nice.
Awesome. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening to this live stream, to this podcast. Again, you know, we're on every single platform, so please leave comments about suggestions you guys might have. You know, where you can find us. You can find us on any social media channel. So just Google us, SimplyPHP, and you'll see us right there. Thank you guys so much. And Tony, I'll let you say your famous goodbye.
Beautiful, Kyler. Thank you very much. Great job as always. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you next time.
Take care.
Bye.